Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. In an election where the margin is razor thin, Nevada could play a pivotal role in deciding who will be president. But some mail-in ballots could be left out of the final count. Cap Radio's Bert Johnson has more.
Nevada's first majority mail-in general election is in the books, but some vote-by-mail returns haven't been counted yet because they were filed incorrectly. Heather Carmen is the assistant registrar of voters for Washoe County. She says when that happens, voters have 9 days after election day to fix the problem.
If there is a signature issue, we've challenged it for either missing a signature or miscompares. We will send them a letter with three different options on how to, what we call, cure it.
Curing a ballot just means a voter has to prove their identity to confirm it's really their vote. Carmen says Washoe County residents can mail in a copy of their ID, send a picture of it with their smartphone, or call the office to verify their identity. Ballots can also be held up if a voter uses the wrong envelope, or if they forget to send it back in the first place.
Some people actually forget to put their ballot in the envelope, and so we also have to reach out to them for that as well.
Voters can check the status of their ballot on the Nevada Secretary of State's website. In Reno, I'm Bert Johnson.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors discussed a tentative contract agreement with the Police Officers Association. Despite saving the city money, there was strong opposition to the plan, KALW's Ozel Dahlstrom Ekman reports.
The city is negotiating pay for police through June 2023. If passed, the agreement would defer pay raises for police officers for the next 2 years. City officials wanted to cut spending because of the COVID economic downturn. An estimate it would save San Francisco $12 million this year. But, pandemic aside, opponents say the new contract lacks one key item, police reform. For over 3 hours on Thursday, the Government Audit and Oversight Committee heard charged and at times emotional public comment. Jax Pugliotti was one of the many people to call in.
Because this contract offers no policy concessions to prevent the killing of more people, how can we accept this contract when other cities are changing the contracts in order to meet these concessions?
Committee member and supervisor Gordon Marr blamed the mayor's office for the lack of policy reform in the contract.
We have a contract that does not offer more because the mayor's office had not demanded it. And leadership on police labor negotiations has to come from the top. And it was a failure of the moment for this mayoral administration.
The committee, made up of supervisors Gordon Marr, Aaron Peskin, and Matt Haney, voted to send the contract to the full Board of Supervisors for a vote without a recommendation. That vote will happen on November 17th. In San Francisco, I'm Ozel Dahlstrom-Ekman, KALW News.
Early results looked strong for two Democratic challengers running in deeply red and rural parts of Northern California. But as the ballots get counted, as more of them get counted, the gap is widening. Cap Radio's Nina Sparling has more.
It looked at first like a close race between challenger Bryn Kennedy and incumbent Tom McClintock in a California congressional district that stretches from Lake Tahoe south of Fresno. But the congressman's lead has only grown since the polls closed on Tuesday. McClintock campaign spokesman Chris Baker says the team is not concerned, especially as counting continues.
We feel good. We've always felt good about the race, but clearly the earlier votes were more Democrat-leaning. The later votes appear to be heavily Republican.
Baker says this election is presenting new voting patterns, with more California Republicans voting in person than in years past. Audrey Denny faced a similar situation in far northern California. She had hoped remaining votes in Nevada County would bump up her totals, but the Associated Press called the race for the incumbent Congressman Doug LaMalfa with 72% of the votes counted on Wednesday afternoon. Still, Denny said she's happy with the campaign she ran.
I'm incredibly proud of the movement that we've created, and I think that the work that we've done has changed the political landscape in the North State forever.
This was her second race in the district. A LaMalfa spokesperson said the congressman spent Wednesday afternoon driving around the district collecting campaign signs. In San Francisco, I'm Nina Sparling.